that's above every name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, I've been teaching redemptive realities in school, and I just been thinking about it a lot lately. And I was thinking about, I used to talk with Dad quite a bit. And one of the things he used to say is if people would really understand the in him scriptures, you know, in him, in Christ, all of those scriptures. And so I just thought, I'm just going to talk about that tonight. I mean, you know, Acts 17:28 says, for in him we live and move and have our being. In him we live and move and have our being. This is, of course, referring to being in Christ. And, you know, we need to especially read this, especially in the Pauline literature, but that's a theological term, in Paul's writings, all right? In Paul's writings. And we should look at the scriptures such as in him, in whom, by Christ, through Christ, and it's all referring to our spiritual position. You know, he wants us to live the good life, and he's planned for us to have that, and he's planned for us that, but you're never going to receive all of that until you've grasp a hold of the in him realities. And so as we look at this tonight, and of course I talked about it a couple weeks ago or so, there's a little book out there called In Him out in the bookstore, and I highly recommend it. How many of you have read that book? How many of you have not read that book? Well, I don't see very many hands. I recommend, how many of y'all recommend, if they haven't read it, that they get a hold of that book? I think he says there's over 140 verses with the expression in Christ, in him, in whom, and so forth. And as we begin to look at them, then we can begin to understand what we have in Christ, who we are in Christ, what we can do in Christ. And, you know, look at John 15:7. John 15:7. I'll wait till everybody turns there. John 15:7. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, you can ask what you wish and it will be done. There it is again. If you remain in me. In Christ. That's what he's talking about. Romans 5:17. I'm going to go through a lot of scriptures now, so you get ready to let your fingers do some walking through the Bible. All right. Romans 5:17, for if by the transgression, I'm reading this out of the NIV, of one man, death reigned. Now here, once again, we got to stop here. That does not mean cessation of life. That means spiritual death. See, Adam didn't die. He was still alive physically, but he was dead to God spiritually. In fact, it says we were dead in our trespasses and sins. Well, we were breathing, so we were alive. So what does that mean? We were dead to Christ, okay? If by the transgression of one man death reigned through the one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace, of the gift of righteousness in life, through the one man, Jesus Christ? We can reign through him. Now go to Romans 8. Romans 8:1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ, the law of the Spirit, because through Christ, the law of the Spirit of life has set me free from the law of sin and death. In Christ, through Christ. Romans 8:37. Y'all know that one. And all these things were more than conquerors through him who loved us. That's talking about Christ. 1 Corinthians 1:30. 1 Corinthians 1:30. Okay. It's because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us the wisdom of God, that is our righteousness and holiness and redemption. There's that in Christ. Now flip on over to 1 Corinthians 15:57. Remember I said in Christ, through Christ, in him. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. There's through Christ. Now skip on over to 2 Corinthians 2:14. Let's move on there to 2 Corinthians 2:14. But thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal possession. What's those next words? What? I'm trying to see if you're reading with me. But thanks be unto God who always leads us in triumphal possession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of his knowledge. Now look at 2 Corinthians 5:17. We all know this one. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have gone away. The new has come. Our old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now look at 2 Corinthians 5:21. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Now look at Philippians 4:13. I can do everything or all things through him who gives me strength. Through him who gives me strength. You know, remember I said that we need to get in Christ, in him, in whom, by Christ, through Christ. This is all setting us up for what and who we are in Christ. Now, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Colossians 1:13-14. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin. I mean, that's just a few of the scriptures, but did you notice as we begin to talk about those and read those that everybody seemed to just get up. You begin to feel excited and because that stirs up the man on the inside to begin to realize who he really is in Christ. You know, these verses actually provide a foundation for us for the life that God wants us to live here on earth. Now, I didn't get that. I didn't say that. My dad did. So I can claim it as mine because he's gone. And it was said by Kenneth Hagin, and I'm the only Kenneth Hagin around. You know, what does it really, really mean for believers to be in Christ? What does it really mean? Sometimes this seems like an abstract idea to us. Sometimes we have failed to really grasp it. The only way to become in Christ is to be born again. And then that's the only way to get in Him. You know, let's look at this. Being in a family means that we belong to that family. Is that not correct? We are part of that family. We are a member of that family. Now, being in that family, I mean, okay, it's me and my wife and my son and my daughter. Now, Craig has three boys, and Denise and Don have two boys, and they're all part of our family. And those boys they know that they have certain rights and privileges because of who Papa is. And they pull on those, which I'm glad for. You know, I never had a grandfather. Well, my mom's dad, I knew him. He died when I was 12, so really. And I never knew my dad's father, so I really... You know, I only had a grandpa for 5 years, and so those boys mean so much to me. But being in Christ means we belong to the family of God. All of you belong to a family. And because of that family, you have certain rights and certain privileges because you're in that family. As members of the family of God, we can enjoy certain rights and privileges. You see, that's a natural family, but we may be part of a work family. We may be part of a student family. And all of those, because you are part of that, now, you might not want to call it a family, but it's a workforce. You have rights and privileges because of who you are. If you're a Rhema student, there's certain things that you have a right to do. If you're a Rhema Bible Church attendee here, you have certain rights and privileges. Hello? Right? We have certain rights and privileges as citizens of the United States of America. Hello? How many of you have a driver's license? Now, whether it's Oklahoma or Texas or New Mexico or Minnesota, that gives me chills to even think about that cold place. It's cold enough here. But that says that I am a resident of the state of Oklahoma. It says that I have a right to drive a motorized vehicle, okay? But because I'm a part of this state, legally a part of this, then this also guarantees me the right to drive in all the states, right? And so do yours. You're a driver's license. Marcus there probably has a Minnesota driver's license, right? How many of you have got a driver's license, but it's from other state? But it's good here. It's a right and a privilege you have as being a part of that state's legal drivers. Now, we in Christ, okay, in Christ, we have rights and privileges. You see, we live in the U.S., but we live in the state of Oklahoma in the U.S. There are rights and privileges of being a part of this state. There are rights and privileges of being a part of the United States. Hello? And so because of that, then we have rights and privileges. Now, going back to what Paul said, in him we live and move and have our being. In him. Being in Christ means that we are immersed in Christ, we're surrounded by Christ, we're living in Christ, we're existing in Christ. Everything we have, everything we do is because we are in Christ. The in him realities. Now, a branch is connected to the tree, right? Okay. So it is in the tree. Therefore, it receives its life, and everything that branch receives because it's in the tree. You take it away from the tree and it dies. You see, being in Christ means that we are connected with him. Because we are connected in him, we receive the life of Christ. In fact, the Word of God talks about the life of Christ. We receive the nature of Christ because we're in him. You know, now if we're going to receive all of the benefits of being in Christ, we've got to recognize that certain spiritual realities exist. See, certain realities exist in this world, right? One of them is gravity. That's a reality that we have to recognize. One of them is decay. You know, one of them is seasons. We're in the beginning of what we call the winter season. You see, now some people don't have seasons. You know, I think up north in Minnesota and all up there where we have all that ice and snow, they got two seasons, ice and snow and construction. But we have spring, fall, spring, summer, fall, and winter. Well, those are realities. And I don't care if you live in this part of the country, I don't care how much you pray about it, there's still going to be winter. If you live in this part of the country, here in Oklahoma, there's going to be wind. That's a reality, right? You see, so in Christ, there's realities that we need to realize. One of the realities we need to realize is Christ has already won the victory over Satan. Christ became sin so that we could become righteous. Christ is seated in heavenly places, and the Bible says if we're in him, we're seated with him. Say over there in Ephesians. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. It's a reality. What was the curse of the law? The curse of the law was poverty, sickness, and death. And I'm not talking about breathing life. I'm talking about spiritual death. That's the three things. And see, we need to recognize these facts. They are already in existence, just like gravity's in existence. Okay? Now, we need to meditate on the verses of Scripture that can help us to live in Christ. Now, as believers, we must realize that there's some things that we need to do. First of all, we need to find and read these in Christ scriptures over and over again until they become a part of us, as much as anything else is. I've heard people say, you know, that working certain jobs that they work because it's the same thing. I can do this with my eyes closed. Now, there's some jobs you better not close your eyes. You'll lose a hand. But, you know. And I go back to this all the time because it's a great example. But we went over the multiplication table so much until it became a part of us. And it's been years for some of you since you've been in school. Now, it's only been about 25 years since I got out of school. I graduated from high school, what, 50? Well, in 3 years, I guess it'll be 60 years, won't it? Or more. 58. 68, 78, 88, 98, 2008, 2018, 60. But you know what? I still know the multiplication table. I don't even have to think about it, hardly. Because it became a part of me. You know. So this part, what I'm trying to get at is, so you find and read these scriptures until whenever the enemy tries to put you in a box, you can say, no, wait a minute, in Christ, that's not going to happen because I'm in Christ. Secondly, you need to constantly meditate on the fact that the scripture says, I'm a child of God. I'm a new person in Christ Jesus. I'm an heir of God. I am an overcomer in Christ. I triumphed in Christ. I'm redeemed in Christ. I am made the righteousness of God in Christ. Now, another thing I think it would help you, you know, sometimes when people have bad self-images, they make them write their name over and over and over again. Anybody ever heard of that? Yeah, I see some saying. Or you remember they used to, sometimes if you, I will not write on the wall, I will not write on the wall, I will not write on the wall, over and over again. There's something about when you write something, it becomes more of a part of you than when you just read it. So that's why I'm saying you need to read these scriptures, but you need to write them out. The more you write them, the more they become a part of you. Then we need to maintain a daily confession of the in Christ realities with our mouth. Dad said this on page 9. Of that little book, as far as God is concerned, everything you have or are in Christ is so. He has done it. Everything the Bible says is ours is ours. The Bible is a legal document sealed by the blood of Jesus. However, it is our believing it and confessing it which it makes it a reality to us. Then he went on to say on page 10 and 11, it may not seem as though you really have what these scriptures say you have in him, But if you'll begin to confess with your mouth because you do believe God's word in your heart, this is mine, this is who I am, this is what I have, then it will become a reality to you. See, what you're talking, what you're confessing or talking about is already a reality in the spirit realm. You're confessing and believing it brings it into the natural realm. How many understand what I'm saying to you? All right. You see, this is why we need to continually meditate and confess these scriptures of who we are in Christ, what we have in Christ, and what we can do in Christ. When you really begin to get a hold of those, you will find out that your life will take on a different level. Your life will be different. So you've got to maintain the position in Christ. You got to maintain that position if you're going to live victoriously over the devil. Now, when you don't, when a believer, let me put it this way, when a believer doesn't really keep their position in Christ, they're setting themselves up for certain defeat. It's because in Him we live, we move, we have our being. In Him. The connection has to be there. God wants us to live our life in the light of what Christ did for us on Calvary. And it's all in Him. In Him. Turn to your neighbor and say, in Christ. Now, let me go over these things again that I believe will be exercises that will help you find all the scriptures in Christ. Read them over and over again. If you got that little book, they're already written out for you. Meditate on those scriptures. Write them down so that when the enemy squeezes you, and he will, out of you can come, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm a victor in Christ Jesus. Rather than, oh, what am I going to do? And continually say them out of your mouth. Every morning you ought to get up and confess, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Every morning. You ought to confess that every day. You ought to confess every day as you get out of bed, as you're getting ready to go to work. I have the victory today. I cannot be defeated because I'm in Christ. And in Christ, He said, I always triumph. See, there's where they come. That's where they come out. Okay? I know you don't feel like it, but do it anyway. You see, if we're in Christ, then we're seated with Him. Like I said a while ago, let me say it again. If we're in Christ, we're victorious, like I said a minute ago. If we're in Christ, we have authority. See, outside of being in Christ, you don't have authority. But that authority comes, the authority of the believer comes because you're in Christ. Let me understand that. Anybody get anything out of this tonight? Well, hallelujah. I trust it is helpful to me. And like I said, I used to discuss it and talk about this with Dad, but then he would say, this is the most important thing you can learn, because when you begin to learn all of the in Him scriptures, then all the rest of the Bible opens up to you. Amen. Heavenly Father, help us tonight to get a hold of the in Him realities and what we have and who we are and what we can do in Christ. And help us to continually confess that and live in line with You and Your word when it comes to the in Him realities. I thank You for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen and amen and amen. Well, you can stand up. Praise the Lord. Trust you receive something from this tonight. Hey, connection team, go find those first time guests and let's take them and get that special gift that we put together for them. Right now, If you happen to be here and you haven't accepted Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, you're not in Christ. Or if you know what it is to be in Christ, but you know you're not where you're supposed to be and you need to rededicate your life. Or if you go to church and you don't know whether you've ever been in Christ or not, hey, these people right down here, the ladies over here and the men over here, you, as we're dismissed, you come down here, they'll pray with you, and you'll know when you leave here if you're in Christ or not. If you need the Holy Spirit, if you need prayer for healing, you need prayer for any reason whatsoever, you come to the front right here, they'll pray with you, and you won't leave here like you came, in Jesus' name. Hey, remember all the announcements? Praise God. Be here Sunday morning. Hey, doesn't the stage look good? It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas outside and inside, isn't it? Hallelujah. All right. Turn around and shake hands with somebody and say, I don't know about you, but I'm going to maintain my realities in Christ, and I'm going to live the good life in Christ. If you need prayer for any reason whatsoever, salvation, rededication, no soul experience, healing, receiving the Holy Spirit, any reason, come to the front right now. God bless. We'll see you Sunday.